from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Always listening to you guys. Doing well. Doing my job, picking my kid, my grandkids to take it to the school. Nothing better than that.
Nothing better than that. Beats watching the White Sox these days.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. People got choices. I don't. People have choices, you know. We have to do it. And, you know, I just, you're learning. You're learning from the process. You're in the broadcast, and I watch every detail. I had to watch every detail to see myself and Chuck, we just watching like a hog, like a scout, what they're going to need. I put notes in my notebook, and Chuck asked me questions, and I ask him questions. So many things got involved. I love when Frank is in town, or Posehnik, or Gordon, because all of a sudden that conversation between the game is more fun or more right on the money. But boy, God, you know, yesterday you see Jonathan throw the ball well, and you know, they want to take him out. 91 pitches. I was against that. I was against that just because I say, let it suffer. Let it go through that inning. Don't let anybody out. Let them to the score for his home runs. And look at this. Second pitch home run. I know how Jonathan feels. I know for a fact how Sizemore feels, because one of the worst feelings is when you go to talk to your pitcher or you go to take him out and the first, second pitch, everything going wrong. I know how you feel, like, my gosh, I lifted in, or I made the right move, it's a bad pitch, but it's not easy, guys.
Yeah, no, it's not easy, Ozzie. And I got to tell you, I got triggered yesterday because we were playing the cuts from Chris Getz, and I guess he talked Monday before the game, and he said that he wouldn't have been surprised had you told him before the season that they were going to lose whatever it was, 107 to 110 games, but that they're this bad. Yeah, he is kind of surprised by it. And, you know, the problem with him saying that is that the chairman had told everyone that he was hired because he was going to be the guy that could bring the White Sox back to respectability fastest. They didn't open up the job. They didn't bring in people from the outside. They just hired a guy that was already there. And Jerry claimed it was because he was going to make them more competitive. And then the guy talks at the end of the year and says, well, I wouldn't be surprised if we lost 110 games. So that just is so disingenuous. And it made the earlier statement appear to be the outright lie that it was. And that just set me off yesterday, and I've been trying to calm down when thinking about the White Sox ever since, but I don't know that I should calm down. I just think that this whole thing has been a premeditated issue that everybody knew, and that all they cared about was trimming some payroll, and they could care less about the product they're putting on the field or what the fans go through having to show up because – of course, their pockets are lined by whatever deal they made when they built the stadium.
I cannot disagree with you. I was shocked. I was hurt. It seemed like, oh, my God. Because, you know, funny thing about this, the biggest mistake they make, they say they, because this thing has been doing for a little while, when they only count with Pantera, Bennett, and Moncada. They only count with those three guys. Those three guys went south in a hurry. You know what I mean? When you build a team, you build a team. Oh, we're going to build speed, power, pitching. You got a different way. Look at the Guardians. You know, they're hitting. They got three or four guys they can hit. The rest of the guy can catch the ball. The rest of the guy can put the ball in place. The starting rotation is not that wow, but something not too many people had, a great bullpen. Okay, you have to build the team. Okay, we're going to win this about the bullpen. All right. You're going to win this about power, everybody. Okay, they're confused. They don't know exactly what they are right now. That's what I think. I played with Tampa Bay back in the bad days there, and they was confused. They bring veteran players. A week later, a bunch of kids. A week later, a bunch of leftovers. You know, they like, okay, wait a minute. Then finally, they say, you know what? Just rip this thing on, start over, and look at the job they're doing. And I think they had been lucky what they do, but whatever they did, it was working for them. And right now, I'm very confused. I'm telling you, right now, look at it. I'm not seeing why they have to play Vargas when you have Ramos at third base right now. Okay? I don't know why. I think they should let Ramos to development and to see what he can do for the future of the White Sox. I don't think Vargas is going to be everyday third baseman. Sorry. In the winning thing, I don't think it's going to be easy. Be a good piece for the team? Yes, of course. You got to be a good piece. You play outfield, play a little bit at shortstop, play a little bit at third base, a little bit at first base, a lot of things. But when I see from Ramos, I think he earned and he should get a shot to play every day for the rest of the season to see what they can bring with his key. I say this not because the type of days he have last couple of days. Nope. I say that because from the first day, a few months ago, when they call him up, I see a lot of good signs about the team. They send him down, and they bring it up. A couple of days, it was in the bench for 4 days. And I like to see this kid really get the opportunity to see what he can do for the White Sox.
Save the date, Monday, September 30th, for a special fundraising event benefiting Rincon Family Services. Ozzie Guillen, our guest right now, he'll be part of the event to raise funds for mental health, bringing awareness and inspiring others at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, og13.org/golf. So, Ozzie, based on everything you just said, based on everything we heard earlier this week from Chris Getz, what's the right amount of confidence to have in him heading into an off season that is as important as this one is? How much confidence do you have in Chris Getz to do the right things and make the right calls?
I don't know. I'd be very surprised that happening, but I don't see it. A great job. Look at these guys was doing one thing. Second, we're not going to have the money to build a ball club. It's a free agency spot. I don't see the young players be in the spot like, okay, now we have opportunity to do this. No, I don't see that, nothing yet. I think Chris Getz got to go out there with his people. Don't make any comments. Say, listen, we have to do something different. We have to start from scratch. And that's what I like to hear. Not just me, everybody, because like every year we have hope. Yeah. Okay, we're going to be a team, guys. We're going to lose 100 games. Oh, my God. Really? But they lose 150. Well, I thought we were going to lose 100, but not 150. When the product is on the field yesterday, they got six guys, the first six hitters. You know what I mean? They're not Hall of Famers. They're not wow. But they have experience in the big league. They have more than 500 at-bats, 600 at-bats. And I don't see why they're not producing. Okay, the rest of the three kids down there, now I know what they call them, big league players yet. But they got to start from scratch and let people know what's going on. That's what we're going to do. I said that last week to you guys. I'd rather see nine kids on the field, suffering, getting behind kick, and build the ball club for the future from that. I don't want to build like the leftover for another team come out. They are my friend. It was with his dad played with me in Kansas City. Come out, you know what I mean? People's favor. I remember right now. I swear to God, you asked me which bullpen guy like yesterday. Some kid was pitching. I asked Chuck. I said in the middle. They say, who is that? It's something you got. You have to be with the same group of kids make us offer, move on. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And take the risk. Besides the picking people for like national, the guys is, you know what I mean? Who is that? Somebody got relief from Mexico City. Oh, let's get this guy. You know what I mean? I don't think that's the right way. Just deal one package, stay with that package, and hopefully for the best. And that's how you build winners. That's how you build a guy play together. And because they have to start from scratch. They can be play around with people. They can only play around with themselves. Because when you lie, you can lie to people. But when you lie to yourself, that's what everything going wrong. You can sit and look at the mirror and say, I do the right thing. I lied to them. Well, I lied to myself. And I think that's the way they got to start over next year, right from the beginning. All those kids they got in the minor league, move it up. And you know, this key pick for Idiarte, good arm. I think it's gonna be a pretty good one. I asked them, can they give me permission to manage in Venezuela? They said no. They're rather sending to Arizona, play with kids. He want to play with kids in Arizona. If you put in Venezuela, when people name you mom every two pitch, or the people booing you, and the people you create a guy like, wait a minute, I go back to Double A, look at what I just pitched there. And I say, just to create him a little, how to expect to be in the big league level. Why you go to Arizona, to come on by ranch? What are you going to do there? Play with kids? You guys didn't even know how to play the game yet? And it's just something they have to start move up to baseball, not numbers, no thought, no opinions. Just put it, go there and play baseball. And that's what the White Sox need, man. I'm telling you, start from the scratch, take a risk with the kids, and move on, because picking people here and there, I don't think they're going to make it.
Great stuff. Now it's time for Ozzie's Outlook, brought to you by Four Winds Resort and Casino. And I'm curious, Ozzie, what do you think? Will the Cubs win yet again in L.A.? They won the first two games of that series. And what do you think of the Sox?
Wow. Sweep the Dodgers is going to be hard. I hope they do. But I'm going to take the Dodgers today and the White Sox. I wish I could take the White Sox every day. If I was betting, man, I'd be broke. Or I'll be rich. I'll be bet against them every opportunity I can. I'm going to take Dodgers and the Guardians.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Oz.
Hey, keep teaching me, guys. Keep teaching me. I take stuff from you guys all the time.
Thanks a lot.
He's the best.
Take care.
Ozzie Guillen. Always fun to talk to Ozzie.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.